Zakta Helige Mishnah Weiter, Mesechtes Brachis, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oimer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Ein Tfilas Hemusafin, there is no Chir to Davin Musaf, Ela Bechever Ir, only if the Mefashim explain you have a minion. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if you're davening Biachidus, if you don't have a minion, you don't daven Musaf. Whereas the Chachamim say, Bechever Ir, Shalai Bechever Ir. You always have to daven Musaf, whether you have a minion or not. Literally, Chever Ir means people together in the city. Then we have a third sheet, the Behuda Imer Mishmai. The Behuda says, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Kol Mokem Sheyesh Chever Ir. If there is a minion in town, then Hayachid Pater Mitfilas HaMisafin. Then the Yachid, who's davening on his own, does not have to daven Musaf. But in a place where there's no minion, then every Yachid has to say the tefillah on his own. So we have three shitas in our Mishnah. Two opinions as to what the Elazar ben Azariah held, and the shita of the Chachamim. The Tanakama's version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. A Yachid never davens Musaf. It's only a tefillah that's betzibur. Then to make things simpler, we'll go to the third shita in our Mishnah, which is the second version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He says, a Yachid would have to daven Musaf if there's no minion. But if there's a minion in town, then when the Baal Tefillah davens Musaf, he might see everybody, including people in their houses. So again, if you have a town that has no minion, according to the first version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you don't have to daven Musaf. And according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you do have to daven Musaf. According to the Chachamim, you always have to daven Musaf, even if there's a minion in town. One thing has nothing to do with the other, say the Chachamim. And says about Tanura, the halach is like the Chachamim. Now what's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's svara? Why should Musaf be different than Shachris, Mincha, or Ma'ariv? Take a look here in the Taisus Yamtiv. He brings some the Rabbeinu Yaina. Chazal or Masakin, that we all daven three tefillahs a day, and we ask for our tzrachim, for the things that we need to survive. And everyone has to daven to Hashem, for refuah, for parnasa, v'hasim yimenu yogin v'anacha, take away our worries, and so on. Even though on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when we daven Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, we don't ask for our personal needs, but the etzem tefillah was enacted that we each daven for our tzrachim. But Musaf was never made that a person daven for his personal needs. It's only words of praise. So over here, there's a svar to say, this is more just for a tzibur. They were never misaking it for every individual. So there are different shitas here. Some shitas hold, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, only the shliach tzibur davens. Everyone just listens. Some say no, when you're in the tzibur, the yechidim do daven. And then there's a shaila in the Rishayim. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what if somebody wants to daven Musaf when he doesn't have to? Some hold he can, some say no, because according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the tefillah was never set up in such a way that a yachid should daven when there's a tzibur.